Hi, I'm Xiaolan. Welcome to Talk Chinese. Today, we're going to talk about karaoke. We have a person who is very good at that, Jesse from Transition. Hi, Jesse, 你好。
Hey, 你好 Xiaolan.
Yeah, this is the activity I enjoyed doing so much when I was in Taipei. Karaoke.
It's great fun here, isn't it? So good.
Yeah. You know, when I moved to the UK, people felt very embarrassed if they have to sing in front of people.
Yeah, that's so true.
And this is totally opposite when you go to Asia, either in Japan, Korea, Taiwan, or Thailand, everywhere. People just love singing.
That's right.
They sing almost on a regular daily basis, most people, a lot of people.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Singing is such a freeing thing. So it's a great release of emotion and a great way to bond together with other people when you sing together.
Yeah, that's it. So when we say karaoke in Taiwan or in China, in Chinese, we actually say karaoke.
Wow, that's an interesting sound.
Yeah, karaoke.
Karaoke.
Karaoke doesn't really mean anything in English. That's just the expression of that type of collective singing activity. But karaoke is actually much more fun.
Why is that?
Okay is just okay in English.
Yeah.
And that sounds everything is okay after you kala. And what is kala? It's actually the word originally is from Japanese. And that was a person who invented it. He loved singing and that was in the 1970s. I can't pronounce his name. He's Jing Shang Da Yo. When he was in the high school, he started being, just playing music in the nightclub. And one time, someone asked him to record his music playing, therefore they can continue singing when they go back home. And he did that. He'd invented a machine.
Wow.
Japanese people love inventing machines. You get all the vending machine everywhere on the street corner selling everything. Not only hot noodles, not only chocolate or water. They sell anything you can imagine on the street. So there was a machine that if you put into 100 Japanese yen and then they will come out with music. So that was in the 1970s. And now karaoke is the global activity and entertainment in many places.
Yeah. That's right. I mean, I'm in Taiwan right now and everywhere I go, you can see big signs for all the different kinds of karaoke. And they've got some amazing ones. They've got some ones where you can play instruments inside, you play drums. So they've obviously taken his idea and expanded upon it. And now it's embedded in the culture here.
It is. Yeah. And then let's learn how to say that correctly, because if you go to China, you go to Taiwan, Japan, you need to say that correctly. If you say karaoke, people may not respond instantly. You say karaoke.
Karaoke.
Yeah. Ka. The sound sounds like English word card. Then people is a long word and later on, like birthday card, they use ka. And now karaoke is the Japanese word, and then they borrow this term, ka, to represent the first syllables of the sound.
Wow, it's an interesting story.
Yeah.
Ka.
And the second word, la.
La.
La is, means to pull. And again, it's just a long word. And the way to pronounce it, it's just like La La Land. La.
La.
Yeah, ka la.
Do, re, mi, fa, so, la.
That's it.
Like singing.
That's it. Just like singing. So karaoke.
Karaoke.
Yeah, karaoke. Once you have a kala, you are okay. And that's just say. Yeah, okay. Just if you are sad, if you are annoyed, if you are stressed, then let's go to kala. Then you are okay.
I like it. We've written a song about this actually, because for me, it took a lot of persuading to get me to actually go to karaoke here in Asia. And the reason was because I've been in England before. In England, the style is that you go to a bar and everybody's there listening to you. And people only generally sing when they get drunk. So my friends, when I came to Taiwan, they took ages to persuade me to go in. And finally, they persuaded me.
As a singer, you hesitated to go?
Yeah, I didn't like the atmosphere that there was in England when I was growing up around karaoke. So, I mean, maybe now it's a bit better.
Right.
But as soon as we went in Taiwan, I just walked into this an executive lounge with a big flat screen TV and special microphones, and you can press funny buttons to make people sound like ducks or make them sound really low or high. And we just had so much fun.
Yeah.
All you can eat food, lots of drinks and stuff that you can just help yourself to.
Yep.
And our friends took it so seriously. It was brilliant.
Yep.
Because it was just our friends, they didn't mind. They just got up and sung their hearts out. Mm-hmm. And for me, that was a real eye-opener.
Yep. For us, going to karaoke, that at least when I was at university, we did it weekly.
Wow.
And with a whole class of students, and we all went, and then we were all singing, eating, chatting, and we all sang together. And this is amazing team building exercise. And then later on, after I started working, we went there not weekly, but at least monthly. And whenever after work, a group of friends, we just wanted to have fun, we went to karaoke.
That's amazing.
Karaoke.
Karaoke.
Yeah, that's right. So two things we should do to break the ice if you have Chinese friends or you want to build some Chinese business over there. First, say a few words of Chinese.
Yeah.
Say a few words. Doesn't matter what that is. Beyond 你好, beyond 谢谢.
Mm.
Say something like a friend, he was a guest here and then he learned how to say computer. Then the next day, there was a CEO of a large company from China visiting, and then he managed to say, hey, computer. Then he broke the ice. The rest of the meeting went smoothly. Okay, so number one, say something. Doesn't matter what that is in Chinese.
Yeah.
And then second, go to karaoke. then that's the moment you know you're going to sign the deal.
Wow, yeah.
And you will have fun too. There's nothing to be shy about.
That's true.
Okay, so should we play your song, karaoke, about that?
All right, here we go.
I'm new to this city, don't know what to do. Friend, call me upset, I'll take you someplace new. When the bright lights shine and there's an atmosphere, turn the music up. Oh, I thought I don't think it's really for me. Where I come from, fun isn't KTV. But just this once, I think I'll give it a try. Throw me upstairs to level 3 and then I heard...
Wow. Okay. That's a lot of fun. Thank you, Jesse.
You're welcome. Yeah.
Okay. So after this show, are you going to go back to your karaoke?
Definitely. I'll go back to my karaoke.
Yeah. Everything is okay after you karaoke.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesse, for joining us. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Today we talk about karaoke, karaoke. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. 再见.
再见.